This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best, Native Vines Winery, a different kind of wine country, Carefree Travel and Meetings, a truly carefree travel experience, and 3000 Records, promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Welcome to a different kind of wine country. Native Vines Winery is located in Lexington, North Carolina, and offers a unique line of vinifera wines as well as sweet fruit and specialty wines. Come by the winery, enjoy the grounds, taste the wine, and stay a while. Native Vines Winery, the first American Indian-owned and operated winery in the United States. A different kind of wine country located at 1336 North NC Highway 150, Lexington, North Carolina 27295. Or visit us online at nativevineswinery.com. Traveling for business. What a pain. So travel like you haven't got a care in the world. Book your next trip with Carefree Travel and Meetings. We offer free hotel, travel, reservation service to cities all over the world, as well as complimentary concierge services. We also provide meeting and event planning assistance to individuals and in-house event planners throughout North and South America. With our extensive travel, meeting, and event experience, our desire is to make your travel experience truly carefree. Carefree Travel and Meetings. Visit us at carefreetravelandmeetings.com and tell them Rockwired sent you for a special rate. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Hey kid, rock and roll, rock on.
From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush. Exclusively at Rockwired.com.
Jump up and down in my boots.
Today, Rockwired gives it up for Beseech and their new album, My Darkness, Darkness. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by.
Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. Shaped on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for the Swedish metal band Beseech and their brand new album, My Darkness, Darkness. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Klaus Bolin of Beseech regarding the new album, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from the album My Darkness, Darkness, here is Beseech with Beating Pulse.
We'll be right back.
That was Beseech with Beating Pulse off of their album My Darkness Darkness. For more on the band, check them out at their official website, beseech.se. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Klaus Bohlen of Beseech regarding the new album, and here's how the interview went.
I've given a listen to My Darkness Darkness, and it's great work, and you know, I understand you guys are back after a rather long hiatus. So tell me, how do you feel about the new album? How do you feel about the finished work?
Well, My Darkness Darkness is the sixth studio album from Beseech, and it also our first record in 10 years, so it's
right.
Special.
And how does it feel being back? I mean, talk about how, you know, how this project got off the ground after being away for so long.
Yeah, during the years when Beseech was put to rest, me and Robert, who are the creators and the main composers for our music throughout the years, even if the band was down, we didn't stop playing music. But it took us a few years to finally doing something creative with music together again. And then in the summer of 2012, it was the first time when me and Robert met during a music project. And at first we were just jamming on some new ideas for songs, and started jamming. We were amazed of how much Beseech everything sounded. So we realized that it was time for a reunion of the band.
I see. And I also understand that this time around you've stepped into the lead singer role of this band. How does that feel after all the years of being the guitar player?
Well, when me and Robert Jemann had this new direction of the series figured out, we also noticed that it was time for me to take the position as the lead singer. My vocals just fitted better with the new material.
Let me see. And so far, what sort of reaction have you been able to notice from the release of the album? I mean, have there been any reactions to the new music that have surprised you or that you didn't expect? Or
I think that Beseech has always been a band in progress, exploring new ideas for each album. Most people seem to choose our third album as their favorite album from Beseech, but then there are also those who like the later parts better, and some would like our first album best. But the response from our fans so far has been really good.
And who helped you guys behind the recording console for this album? Who helped produce it for you guys?
Well, it's our new bass player, Johan Ehrenborg, who has produced most of the album. I had the pleasure to get to know Johan years back when I was at Studio Mega recording with my other band, The Pressy Rock. And I remember when I first met him, he was this new talented guy working at the studio as our main producer, sidekick. And I was extremely satisfied with his skills and ideas in the studio. And just within a few years, he developed into a really good producer. So, Johan actually became one of our first guys to call when we needed to make our first demos with the new Beseech. And later on, we also asked him if he wanted a job on bass, in which he accepted. So it's really good to have a member that actually can do the production part of it as well.
And before Beseech, what was your musical experience?
Not much, really. When we started Besiege, I was only like 16 years old. And,
okay.
And I couldn't barely play guitar.
I see. So talk about the formation of this band all the way back then. How did it all get started?
Well, we started as a bunch of rookie teenagers. We had ambitions with we wanted to get signed by a record label, and like most bands, we did our first years trying to get an impression through the underground. I remember that time as a really special time in my life, and there was a lot of tape trading and sending demos to fanzines with hopes to get reviews. And and at that time, I also get the pleasure to learn many bands here in Sweden, but also in other parts of the world. So we were one of those bands that did the hard work on a grassroots level, sort of.
I see. And what led to, you know, Besiege coming apart? You know, I mean, you know, you guys were away for 10 years. What contributed to the band sort of taking a hiatus, as it were?
You mean why we decided to put Besiege to rest?
Yes.
At that time, I think that we took the band as far as we could, and I also think that everyone needed a break from the band. And Robert, who was the main composer at that time, he needed to take a break from the music. And me, I had already left the band in 2003 due to other musical challenges. And the remaining members that were in the band at that time, they had for quite a few years wanted to explore new ideas as well. So they founded another band after Besiege got split up.
For more on Besiege, check them out at their official website, www.besiege.se. From their album, My Darkness, Darkness, here is Besiege once again with Highwayman. I was
talk about the current lineup for the band. Tell me who each of them is and what it is you think that each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Of course, Johan on bass is really important since he is also one of the producers of the album. But then we have our new drummer, Håkan Karlsson, who I met through a progressive band called The Fantastic People. And also for this band, we made an album that was mixed by Johan at Studio Mega. And also Man and Robert continued with other bands using Studio Mega as well. So Studio Mega has been a really important piece when we decided to look for new members. So actually everyone that is involved in the in Besieged today, we had a pleasure to learn as musicians. So the only one that has that doesn't have any relation to Studio Mega is Angelina Sahlgren Söder, our new female vocalist. But she, on the other hand, had her first audition for Besieged at Studio Mega. So this studio somehow links everything together.
And explain the songwriting process that takes place for this band. I mean, how do you guys put a song together? How does that work out?
Most of the work is made on a distance. When it comes to the music for this album, I have written a few songs of my own, and three together with Robert, and two with Mame. So the three of us have come up with all the basic riffs and ideas. Some of these songs were written during the years when Besieged was put to rest, but also some after the reunion. And for this album, I also got confidence from the others to write all the lyrics. After all, there is a special relation between the lyric and the writer in which we decided to take an advantage of. But then when we sit down at the studio during mixing sessions and that, everybody in the band will, of course, have their creative opinion and impact on the recording. It would be a pity to not listen to great ideas. So we try to have a humble, creative climate in the band.
And from the album, what songs have you the most excited to get people to hear and why?
Well, I think it depends on the mood you're into. If you, well, it's a pretty sad record in general, though. But if I had to choose like a favorite song, I think that the title track, "My Darkness, Darkness," might be a good option, actually.
And how have live performances been going for you guys?
We are at the moment gearing up for this. So we haven't played live yet with the new lineup.
Oh.
But then, of course, with a few years of history, we will pick songs from all Besieged albums, at least one track from every album.
And with this album behind you, in a sense, you know, what's next? What do you think is next for the band musically?
It's hard to tell at the moment. But now that this record is done, and as soon as you have come to the final mastering session, that's the day when you finally came to some sort of closure from a creative point of view. So I write new songs all the time, and when it's hard to tell when I'm inspired, I guess. So there are new songs in the pipeline already.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear the album, My Darkness, Darkness?
Hopefully they will like it. We have spent a lot of hard work in making an album which we like ourselves. And since we have a history with a lot of people coming and joining the band, and also members leaving, there's a very different sound for each album. So I think that some will like our first album better than this one, and some will like other albums better.
For more on the band, check them out at their official website, Beseech.se. And here is Beseech once more with the title track of their new album, My Darkness, Darkness.
Tears.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Klaus Bullen for his time and his music, and a special thanks goes out to Dave Tedder of Headfirst Entertainment. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock.